14 teams have made it into Nome. The latest mushers to cross the finish line include Didi Janro, Ken Anderson, and Sonny Lindner. They arrived more than half a day after 25-year-old Dallas Seavey became the youngest musher to win the Iditarod. This year's Iditarod Rookie of the Year is Brent Sass. The 32-year-old finished in 13th place after 9 days, 21 hours, and 28 minutes on the trail. He finished 5th in this year's Yukon Quest. At the finish line, his dogs looked fuzzy, fit, and at a healthy weight.
Dogs did awesome. Got here with 13. That's pretty sweet. Pretty excited about that. I've run the quest 6 times and never finished with 16 dogs or 13 dogs. So that's pretty exciting. And they're all looking good and they're happy to be here. Knowing, like I said, next year when we come into here, they're going to know like 4 miles out that we're coming here and they're going to be a lot more amped to do that.
The team was a bit distracted on the way in by another small dog on the sidelines. They pulled him to the edge of the chute and had to be redirected. Sass said his team made a strong, fast pull at the end.
This was actually the longest run of the whole race, this 77-mile. I kind of took a conservative view on the race, and it worked. I passed 4 teams in the last couple hundred miles, which was kind of my plan, and I had a wonderful time.
Sass says his first Iditarod will not be his last. There are still nearly 40 teams out on the trail, including Dallas Seavey's grandfather, Dan, who's in Unalakleet.